Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It feels like the market is holding its breath today.
Totally. Futures are pretty muted, just hovering. It seems like all eyes are on one thing. Fed Chair Powell's speech at Jackson Hole this Friday.
Absolutely. It's the classic calm before the catalyst. No one wants to make a big bet until they hear from the Fed. That said, the market is still pricing in an 83% chance of a rate cut in September. So the expectation is definitely there.
Got it. So we're in a holding pattern. What about overnight? Europe seems to be in the green.
Yeah, Europe is trading higher, but Asia was mostly down. The big story out of Asia was SoftBank announcing a $2 billion investment in Intel. That's giving the whole chip sector a bit of a lift this morning.
Interesting. And on the geopolitical front, lots of headlines about Ukraine and Russia, but it seems the market is shrugging it off for now.
It is. The potential for meetings is positive, but it's all talk until something concrete happens. The market is much more focused on Powell and domestic earnings right now.
Speaking of which, we have some big retailers reporting. Let's start with Home Depot.
Right. So Home Depot missed on earnings per share by just 4 cents, which isn't a huge deal. Revenue was in line, and crucially, they reaffirmed their full-year guidance. That's what investors really wanted to see, and the stock is holding up.
Okay, and what about Medtronic? That one looks like a solid beat.
It was a very strong report. Medtronic beat on both earnings and revenue, and more importantly, they raised their guidance for the full year above what analysts were expecting. They also announced some board appointments and initiatives to create shareholder value, which is often code for responding to pressure from an activist investor.
I see. Now, the big one from yesterday afternoon, Palo Alto Networks. That looks like a monster report.
An absolute monster. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and guided everything higher for the next quarter and the full year. The stock is gapping up nicely. The only footnote here is that the founder and CTO, Nir Zuk, is retiring. That's a big change, but for now, the numbers are telling a fantastic story.
Okay, let's pivot to some other names making headlines. What's this about NVIDIA developing a new chip for China?
This is NVIDIA playing chess. They're reportedly developing a new chip specifically for the Chinese market that's superior to their last offering, but still complies with U.S. restrictions. It's a strategic move to keep a foothold in that massive market.
And Tesla's making moves in China, too, right?
Correct. They've started taking new orders for their Model YL vehicle in China. Always a positive sign when you see strong demand there.
All right, let's talk technicals. The market's been trading in a tight range. What are the charts telling you?
The charts for both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ show consolidation on decreasing volume. You know, think of it like a coiling spring. This often happens right before a significant breakout or breakdown. The market is building energy.
So what are the key levels traders should be watching right now?
For the SPY, watch resistance at 643.28. We need to get through that for a bullish move. Support is down at 642.50. For the QQQ, the big resistance level is 576.70. A clean break above that could signal the next leg up.
And are you seeing any particular sectors showing strength?
Definitely. We're seeing a clear rotation into technology and financials. Money is flowing out of safer consumer staples. This suggests traders are increasing their risk appetite, positioning for a potential breakout.
So any final thoughts or trade ideas as we head into the opening bell?
The overall sentiment is cautiously bullish, but again, Powell is the elephant in the room. I'd keep an eye on those strong tech and retail names showing volume-backed momentum, but be careful. Don't chase weak stocks, and maybe keep your position sizes a bit smaller until we get more clarity later this week. And of course, we have housing starts and building permits data at 8:30, which could cause a little chop.
Excellent advice. Stay nimble out there. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose.